lecture number 10. So the topic then is interface chemistry. And what we're going to look at is the descriptive view of what's going on between different interfaces. And after that, we unfortunately get some numeric stuff to actually calculate what's going on in terms of moving chemicals from one phase to another. The interface then simply the boundary between two bulk phases, and the properties at the interface are quite different. You remember already we've talked about the ocean, the fact that there's a very thin layer at the surface. Well, the concentration of the chemicals in that surface layer then completely different to the bulk layer sitting underneath it. So surface chemistry or interface chemistry is what goes on at the interface. There are five basic interfaces involving solid, liquid and gas, these ones here. If we just looked at one system alone, dispersed system, then you remember our definition of a dispersed system. We have got a dispersed phase inside a bulk dispersion medium. So the dispersed phase are those small particles. So with our colloids, it was dispersed phase was a solid dispersion medium liquid. So that's an example then of our solid-liquid interface going on at the surface of a colloid particle. Then we had emulsion, which was a liquid-liquid, so this was oil and water. A foam, which was then tiny gas bubbles dispersed in a liquid dispersion medium. Liquid aerosol, which then was exceedingly small droplets coming out of a fly spray can. So liquid and air is the gas. Solid aerosol, this was smoke. Solid foam, so we're now putting gas bubbles into a solid dispersion medium, so this is like polystyrene foam. Solid emulsion, so it's now liquid particles in a bulk solid, so this is like making a jelly. And solid suspension, this one here, like a plastic where you've put pigment particles, which are coloured, inside a bulk medium, which is a solid, which is your plastic. These examples of different interfaces, so the boundaries then between those solid coloured particles and the plastic